Another reason why Remembrance Sunday always feels different from the red square parades and those sorts of things is that it is closely connected with the church in this country. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is in Westminster Abbey. And churches and the memorials near them stand at the focus of the remembrance. It's not, of course, exclusively a Christian thing. That's not what I mean at all. And people in our country of all faiths or of none share in this collective act. But it is rooted in the Christian church. A body which is defined by its memories, by its most fundamental memories of Jesus, his teaching and his life, of course, but even more, his death and his resurrection. We live by a memory of a man who gave up his life for his friends. And we rehearse, we reenact, we represent that memory Sunday by Sunday, each time that we celebrate the Eucharist, as we do this morning. He gave his life out of an immense compassion, God's infinite compassion, for the world and for all its need. And the remembrance of Remembrance Sunday is connected in its origins with the remembrance of the compassion of Jesus. That's another reason why Remembrance Sunday feels so different from other sorts of commemoration that we might experience in other parts of the world. We're going to sing a rather striking offertory hymn in a moment, one whose words map the deaths of those in the First World War. That's the context of the composition of the offertory hymn today. The deaths in the trenches are mapped very, very directly onto the death of Jesus at Calvary. It's an almost shocking directness, and individual case by individual case, it can be quite problematical. But in the whole, something important is being said in that hymn about the context in which the compassion of Remembrance Sunday is finally rooted. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. They lay down their lives for their friends. Jesus laid down his life for us, whom he calls friends. And that helps to make Remembrance Sunday a day in which to rediscover compassion, to rekindle our own compassion, our own desire to make the world better, and to reconnect with the divine compassion that is given to us in this Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.